Good morning, this is Jasmine. How can I assist?
Oh, hello there. I wondered if you can. I'm looking at getting some home help for my father who's housebound, and I was just phoning to see if you were covered. What is it that you have? Medicare insurance.
So Medicare does not cover home care. Does he have
Okay.
Medicaid?
Do you have Medicaid, Dad? No.
Okay, would
No.
he like to apply to see if he's eligible for the services?
Can I just have a conversation with him first, and then I can call you back?
Yep, let me
Is
give
that
you my
okay?
direct number. Absolutely. What county does he reside in?
Say that again, sorry.
What county does your father reside in?
He lives in Willow Grove.
Willow Grove, where? What county is that?
That's
Bucks County?
County.
Okay, we can
Bucks.
assist you. Okay, what we could do is submit a referral to see if you're eligible for the services. Is that something you would like to do today, sir?
But I just need to make sure he's covered first.
Well, we're gonna find out if he's covered.
Okay.
He
What
only
is
has
the?
Medicare or he has other insurances.
I think it's just Medicare that he has.
So then we need to apply for services for him. Because Medicare
Okay.
doesn't cover they only cover up to 6 weeks for a visiting nurse to come out and do like a wound care, a wound check, but they don't do
Okay.
long-term home care services. But
Okay.
Medicaid does. Medicaid pays for a friend, family, or trusted loved one like yourself to assist your dad, and you could get paid to do that, or the agency can send someone out.
Okay. Yeah, can we see if he's
Yes, what's your father's first and last name?
Paul Hubbard,
Can
his
you
name
spell
is.
that, please?
Yes, Paul, Paul.
Paul, okay.
And then surname is Hubbard.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
H-U.
H-U-B-B-A-R-D.
Yeah, double B A A R A R D.
Hubbard.
Yes.
Date of birth?
He was born August 12th, 1947.
Address?
It's hold on, just one moment.
Take your
Sorry,
time.
I
Take
just
your time, ma'am.
let's just check this, just because I'm just helping out. I'm from London, so
635
635
Beechwood Road.
Beechwood Road.
Beechwood Road.
Wood Road, yeah.
Willow
Willow Grove.
Willow Grove.
190
190
90.
90.
Got it. And a good number to reach him?
The number that, yeah, the number I'm finding on his phone.
So what's on my call ID? 1 second.
Yeah.
215.
Okay, I got that. And who's going to be his contact person?
But I'm answering his. How long do you think it would take to see to see if he's eligible for it?
So we would have to submit a referral and he would have to get an in-home assessment. Give me 1 second. So you're looking at anywhere between 2 to 3 weeks for this to
Okay.
turn around and him get on services and get the help he needs at home. So we're going to
Okay.
start the process today. All right.
Lovely. Thank you
Yep.
so
Let me
much.
just check. You're
Thank you.
welcome, ma'am. 1 second. I want to see who's available so they could. I want you to write down some information, okay? So just let me know when you're ready to write stuff down.
Yeah.
So I want you to call the Medicaid broker. Write down Medicaid broker because we're going to get him online for an in-home assessment.
Okay.
Medicaid broker number.
Yeah.
And the number is 877
Yeah.
550-4227.
Yeah. So 877-550-4247.
550-4227.
Yeah, that's okay.
And Mr. Paul has Medicaid, but it's inactive. Okay. So that means that at some point he was eligible for services, but he either didn't submit proper paperwork. He probably missed an in-home assessment. So they, it's inactive. So, but this is good because that means that at some point he was eligible. Okay. So when you call the broker, let them know that he's in need of home care services and you want to know how to assist him to activate his Medicaid again. I'm going to give you his Medicaid ID number. Okay. So write down Medicaid ID number.
Medicaid.
It's 630.
Yeah.
630-167.
Yeah.
9590.
9590. So 630-167-9590.
You got it.
So I phone that number and ask them how I get to reactivate this his ID.
Yep. Tell him that he's in need of home care services. He lives alone. He needs help. You're assisting him through the process. You want to know what does he need to do to get his Medicaid up and running again?
Yep. Lovely. Fantastic. Thank you for your help.
Absolutely. One second. I need you to write down some more stuff, okay? So the agency that's going to help him onto services is called Family First Care.
First care, yeah.
My number is 267.
267.
551.
Yeah.
7410.
Fantastic.
One second. I'm also going to transfer this call to Miss Winkler. She's going to assist you and him, okay?
Okay.
One second. My name is Jasmine, okay?
Lovely. Thank you, Jasmine.
Thank you. What's your name, ma'am?
Sarah.
Miss Sarah. Thank you for assisting Mr. Paul.
Thank you.
Miss Sarah. All right. I'm going to be transferring you right now. Please hold.